Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 16th. Tune in Tuesday. At the end of the podcast, I have a special treat. Three of the girls who are going to be on the podcast this Friday, Elizabeth Wagner and Millie and Iris Eckhart, they are going to sing for us a song about forgiveness. And I can't wait for you to hear it. But first, let's read God's Word together. We're in Genesis chapter 43 today, and this is about the second journey for Jacob's family to Egypt. There are a couple things I want you to consider as I read. What change in Judah's character does his offer to be the one to take Benjamin reveal about him? And then on down in the story, in verse 26, you'll notice that the brothers bowed down before Joseph. Why is this so significant? We'll have to remember back to Genesis 37 for the answer. Now, the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain that they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, "Go back and buy us a little food." But Judah said to him, "The man warned us solemnly, 'You will not see my face again unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother along with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, because the man said to us, "You will not see my face again until your brother is with you."'" Israel asked, "Why do you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had another brother?" They replied, "The man questioned us closely about ourselves and our family. 'Is your father still living?' he asked us. 'Do you have another brother?' We simply answered his questions. How are we to know?" he would say, "Bring your brother down here." Then Judah said to Israel, his father, "Send the boy along with me, and we will go at once, so that we and you and our children may live and not die. I myself will guarantee his safety. You can hold me personally responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life. As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice." Then their father Israel said to them, "If it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them down to the man as a gift, a little balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double the amount of silver with you. For you must return the silver that was put back in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother also and go back to the man at once. And may God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, so that he will let your other brother and Benjamin come back with you. As for me, if I'm bereaved, I am bereaved." Now I'm going to go on down to verse 24. The steward took the men into Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and provided fodder for their donkeys. They prepared their gifts for Joseph's arrival at noon, because they had heard that they were to eat there. When Joseph came home, they presented to him the gifts they had brought into the house, and they bowed down before him to the ground. He asked them how they were, and then he said, "How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still living?" They replied, "Your servant, our father, is still alive and well." And they bowed down, prostrating themselves before him. As he looked about and saw his brother Benjamin, his own mother's son, he asked, "Is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He went into his private room and wept there. After he had washed his face, he came out and, controlling himself, said, "Serve the food." They served him by himself, the brothers by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with them by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for that was detestable to Egyptians. The men had been seated before him in the order of their ages, from the firstborn to the youngest, and they looked at each other in astonishment. When portions were served to them from Joseph's table, Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as anyone else's. So they feasted and drank freely with him. Let's go back to the questions I asked you at the beginning. What about Judah has changed? Do you remember back to the story of Judah and Tamar, where Judah was all about himself and fulfilling his needs and his desires? And here, he almost does something Christ-like, where he decidedly says, "I'll give myself as a guarantee for the safety of another." So that's just an interesting thing where we see his character developing. And then in verses 26 and 27, we see the brothers bowing down before Joseph. Do you remember that dream in Genesis 37 where Joseph says, "You will all bow down to me," and they hardly believe it. And now some 12, 13 or more years later, this is becoming a reality. Tomorrow, we will read the rest of the story. But let's move on over to the Proverbs today. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 11 has a lot of wisdom for us to consider. First, in the first 5 verses, it's about if you've made an unwise commitment, that you should do everything possible to try to free yourself from it. It's a warning for young men and women to not entangle themselves in obligations that will follow them and perhaps turn out negatively. And then in the last part of the chapter, it's a warning against laziness and the pattern of postponing. "My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. As the ladies sing at the end of the podcast, I want you to just meditate on the fact that we are offered forgiveness in Jesus Christ our Lord, and that no matter what we've done, that in His grace, He has covered a multitude of sins. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I also want to end with a midday prayer that I have found in the book Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. This also encapsulates a prayer that is familiar by Saint Francis. "Draw us into your love, Christ Jesus, and deliver us from fear. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray that your fruit would be in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Forgiveness in you, out of the darkness into the truth. Each day your mercies are new, light of the world.